The first thing you notice about 16-year-old Jordan, we're just using his first name, are his ears. Actually, his earlobes. They've got big holes in them, tribal style. He's stretching them to fit large decorative rings.
I'm going to an inch.
It looks painful, and I ask him why he's doing this.
It's the thing about being different. You know, I like being different, you know.
When he was younger, Jordan says being different meant he got picked on and bullied at school. One day, he'd had enough.
So I brought a knife to school and I pulled a knife on two different kids.
He was charged with assault and put on probation. But the trouble didn't stop there. Jordan says back then he was full of rage.
You know, I grew up and I got bigger, so I became the bully.
He committed another assault and another. He also drank and took drugs. Jordan cycled in and out of juvenile detention, a place called Martin Hall near Spokane. He says it was a cakewalk.
Martin Hall is nothing to me, you know. It's just somewhere to catch up on some lost sleep. And they just kept sending me there. You know, it's like they didn't even care, you know.
Now, there's something you need to know about Jordan. At an early age, he was diagnosed with clinical depression. Later, he experienced drug-induced psychosis. This doesn't excuse his criminal behavior, but here's the thing. At Martin Hall, he says he didn't get any treatment for his mental health issues.
Not really. You know, they gave you your meds in the morning that you were taking on the outside.
Did you have mental health counseling sessions? Did you have group therapy? Anything like that?
Not that I can remember.
Officials at Martin Hall confirm they do not have a mental health professional on staff. Most county juvenile lockups don't.
This is not a place for kids who have serious mental illnesses.
Mark Tipps runs the Juvenile Detention Center in Thurston County, in the shadow of Washington's state capital. As he gives me a tour, he's blunt.
There are not treatment options here. It's a jail. It was built as a jail and not as a treatment facility.
And yet, says Tipps, county lockups like his have become dumping grounds for mentally ill youth. Sometimes, he says, juveniles show up here who just the week before were declared not competent to stand trial.
Kids with substantial problems who we can maintain here safely, maintain securely, but who cannot and will not get better from anything that will happen here.
Tipps says the problem is simple. Mental health services in the community are inadequate. Mark Friedman wouldn't disagree. He runs Thurston County's mental health program for the poor.
Without a doubt, if we had more funding and more clinicians and lower caseloads, we could improve on the system.
But Friedman says there are other barriers to getting a kid help before he ends up cycling through juvenile detention. For one, usually only Medicaid-eligible youth qualify for services, and then it's purely voluntary.
Even if they're referred, if the child and the family does not want to participate in treatment, we can't make them.
Friedman says ideally you start treatment when the kid is in detention because you're more likely to get buy-in. But there's a problem. Medicaid doesn't cover kids who are locked up. That means sometimes these youth don't get the help they need until after they're convicted of a crime and either sent up to a state juvenile facility or put on probation. Probation officer Jen Herbert supervises about 40 youth offenders in Thurston County. Some, she says, are clear examples of the mental health system failing.
I think that we all have cases on our caseload where clearly if the right services were made available to that youth before they started acting out, that they would not be involved in the criminal justice system.
Herbert tells me about a teenage girl on her caseload who was sent to live in a group home. There, she repeatedly assaulted staff or damaged property. Each time, the cops were called and the girl cycled in and out of juvenile hall.
It was at least 8 times.
But it wasn't until she tried to commit suicide that she finally got help.
Unfortunately, it was after many, many months of accumulating criminal history, of frustration, I'm sure, on her part, as well as the community's part in trying to protect her, trying to protect others.
That teenager is currently getting inpatient psychiatric care, but that's a last resort, and those beds are few and far between. Eric Truppen is a child psychologist at the University of Washington. He says the system should be catching these kids before there's a crisis. He's an evangelist for evidence-based intervention programs that involve all the adults in a kid's life who then come up with an individualized care plan for that youth. The term is wraparound services.
Sort of thinking about what's going on in that youth's environment that could, in fact, be modified or changed to really improve the outcome.
Troopin runs something called Family Integrated Transitions, or FIT. It's a combination of several evidence-based programs for kids like Jordan with both mental health and drug and alcohol problems. Studies show FIT and other intensive wraparound programs for juveniles could actually save Washington from having to build a prison in the future. But these services are not widely available. In fact, state figures show last year, evidence-based programs served just one quarter of the Washington youth who were eligible. Troopin calls it outrageous. He says he's watched kids who cycle in and out of detention become
hardened individuals with despair and misery and little hope that they're going to have effective lives.
The issue, of course, is funding. Traditional one-on-one counseling is cheaper than evidence-based wraparound programs. As for Jordan, he's been in both. Now he's in Troopin's FIT program. There are no guarantees, but for the first time since he was 11, he's stayed out of trouble long enough to get off juvenile probation.
It's my mindset. You know, I've changed my way of thinking. You know, I don't have to be that, pardon my language, but Billy Badass anymore, you know? I don't have to be that guy.
This January, Washington State Representative Mary Lou Dickerson, a Seattle Democrat, will introduce legislation to expand the availability of evidence-based programs in Washington. She'll make the case that it makes sense, especially in tight budget times, to invest in what's been proven to work. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.